Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. It's just gone after 3 o'clock as we look forward to racing at Hollywood Bets Gravel once again on the Wednesday on the Poly track. Not as excited as I was about the Tuesday card. I had some people in earlier fitting new blinds, and it's pretty apt because for some reason, well, who knows where they are, my glasses have gone MIA completely. So you may see me squinting at the screen. This happens in life, unfortunately. Peter Muscat had a horse running on the Tuesday. Great respect, as we've said before, for the Peter Muscat yard. I think he's a fine conditioner. Different class, in fact. He had Bevy's Delight, which actually romped home by half a racecourse. I think 6 and a bit lengths. Now, why I mention the Muscat yard, if you've gone through the program, you know what I'm talking about in the maidens. He's got some very good runners. Now, look at this horse. In the first race, we're talking 1-4, Captain Bombshell. First time out on the Poly was second, then ran in the Grade 1 Gold Medallion. After that, in a Grade 2. I see Gavin Larina has come down to KZN for 2 mounts at Hollywood Bets Gravel. www.hollywoodbets.net is our website. And the favourite, as I say, is 1-4. I thought the 2, Osher Carty, could run second. So I'm going to go 5-2, and those are the only two I'm going to mention in the second race, or the first race on the programme. It is the start of the Bipot Champion Punters Challenge, brought to you by Hollywood Bets, incentivising punters, absolutely free. Have those entries in by 12:25. So 5-2 will do it in the opening salvo of the Bipot. The second race is the live streaming www.galloptv.co.za. Now we go to a merit-rated 65 handicap. There are some apprentice handicaps on the program. Place accumulator starts 1:05. The betting for this race with Hollywood, well, there's not much between them really. I see Grey Ocean was 2.86. It's now 5-2 with Hollywood Bets. There has been a little bit of support for some runners in this race. I'm going to take my chances at a price rather and go with a 4, Preemptive Strike. Now on a 65. Only won 1 of 16, but has dropped points in the merit rating, 58.5. Rachel Wiernicker has the rider for the Dennis Dreyer stable. The price there is 7.14 currently on the website with Hollywood Bets. So I'm going the 4, Preemptive Strike, from the 3, Blue Eyes, who actually ran just the other day on the 23rd, was 4th, 1.95 lengths behind the Dennis Bosch-trained Trafalgar Square. 4.3.27. In race 2. We go on to the third race. Following the Box Seat podcast, maiden plate, fillies and mares. Not going to keep you long. I'm going to move through the cards speedily. It is the first leg of the pick 6. Now, this horse, Fashion Mistress, we just spoke in the first race about the Muscat yard with a very short favourite. Fashion Mistress, first time out, was second. It was 0.4 lengths behind Cape Princess when going off at 8-1. This was a 280,000 purchase. Opened 1.67 with Hollywood Bets, is now 1.11. So the support is there. I thought, and I know it is start number 13, it's a new stable. And this is a daughter of Ideal World, number 6, I've Got Wings. I thought that was quite the runner with the new surroundings possibly in the third. So I like 6, I've Got Wings, to possibly upset the 5. As I say, at the price of 5-1, that's the way I would lean. Then the 2 and the 7. 6-5-2-7 is going to be the selection in race number 3. The fourth race, merit rated 75 handicap for the fillies and mares. Year number 3, Beckoning Beauty, in an open race, just gets the nod. Has the 4kg claimer aboard. Louis Huerson, he's got a small yard, but Louis, he knows what he's doing. 4.55-1 is the price, the 3, Beckoning Beauty. The 7 on the card, Stingray. I think this could be a shrewdie at 10-1. Glenn Cotson only has the 1 runner for the day. I thought that could be an improver, the 7, Stingray. I see there's a little bit of money for 6, Time Chaser, reported by Hollywood. 8.33 is now 6.25. Duncan Howells only has the 1 runner on the program. 51 kgs. There's a drop in the merit rating of 5 points. The last form line behind Casa Rosada, there have been 6 runners, only 1/4. So that was a little bit off-putting for me, but a postage stamp weight. So then the 6, Time Chaser, and we have to mention the 1, who is Russian Doll. This one's 2 from 2, 122-day rest. The stables say doing very well at home. Open 2-1, 1.82. I'm going 3761, though, in that race. Race 5, www.galloptv.co.za, maiden plate. It's run over 1,600 metres. It should be off at 1,455. Very brief here. I would be most disappointed if number one, Son of Raj, wasn't the winner. And that's not rocket science. Also 0.33. So I'm keeping it with the one. And hopefully that is a solid anchor for punters. Race 6, the Track and Ball Gaming, maiden plate, run over 1,600 metres. I thought the form in this race was particularly weak. There's a scratching. Number 6, Ebony Bay, is out. Leaves us with a field of 8 runners. Number 2 is Lulu the Legend, representing the Hollywood Syndicate. There could be scope for improvement there, but I am going with the 9, Bob Batty, who is having start number 11. As I say, it is a very weak maiden. 9-3-7-1, with not too much confidence. My glasses have been found. Well done, Sunshine. Top class. Race 7. The Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, merit-rated 68 handicap. This is run over 1,900 metres. It is off at 5 minutes past 4. Now, just having a look at this race, we've got this horse we've spoken about, 973 days without a victory. Twice golden, but I see has never placed on the poly in 7 starts. That was a worry for me. I tell you what, if you're looking for a complete roughie, maybe to throw in, it would be number 5, Double Espresso, for me. That hasn't won for 633 days. Only carrying 51 kgs. Has a tendency to be slow away. But at 16.67-1, I thought that may be a little bit of value. This horse, Tin Cup, won under Jason Smitsdorf in the maiden ranks. After that, ran third. Returns from a 99-day rest. It's a first run on the poly. The current price with Hollywood is 2.5. I must be quite frank with you, I'm not overly bullish on that front. Lorenzo Karim sends out 2 interesting runners. Both the 8 Coromandel and the 9 Bend the Rules must be in with a shout. You have to like a little bit of the stable, yeah. I'm going with the 8, though, to win it from the 6-9-5. 8-6-9-5. But as I say, for me, the absolute joker at that price of 16.67, and I'd have a few round each way, would be Double Espresso. Race 8, the concluding event. It's the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. Merit rated 95 handicap. It should be run at 16.40. The one on the card is Priceless Ruler. This horse is unbeaten. 3 from 3, course and distance, is the story there. Returning from an 88-day rest. I see there's an early ease. 5.56 has gone out to 6.25. Now, there's been some support in this race for a horse, and that is number 4, Noble Sniper, who was 12.5, is now 8.33. I see this is returning from a 118-day rest. Used to be with Paul Peter, has now moved on to the Garth Puller Yard, is down 2 points. And when I went through the form of the race, I saw there was a tad of support. I thought that this could really be the right one. So at 8.33, I'm following the money trail. I'm expecting a good run from number 4, Noble Sniper, who is making the poly debut. If there's a danger, I think it could be Bowie, number 6 on the card, 59.5. It is the 5th attempt, though, to notch up a victory on the poly track. That represents the Hollywood Syndicate. So that would be my second choice. Then the 7, Prince of Taranto, and the 1, who is Priceless Ruler. We'll call it at 4-6-7-1 in the finale at Hollywood Bets Greyville. I'm looking forward to the weekend, especially Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Have a good one on the Wednesday, Sunshines. I really appreciate you joining me. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.